Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Folks, we really got to hear from you. The phone lines are, right now are silent. Maryland and Florida has pledged 30. Thank you for Maryland. But we really need to hear from you at 888-281-1110. Again, for a $1,000 pledge, we've just got that one tote bag filled with all kinds of good things. Or 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open. We need to hear from you. Now, what's happening, Joe, we've been trying to tell people, you know, we've been telling and telling and telling that the Biden regime, they're out to reduce America to third world status. They're trying to destroy our military. They're trying to destroy our military. And so, again, folks, I want to play a clip and just listen to, well, here's some of what we're talking about. Go ahead. What happened?
Technology apparently backfired momentarily.
Yeah, it started out.
We are branded as criminals. I'm leaving the Army less than 6 months after a combined 17 years career because of the injustice of GRAP.
I was a law enforcement agent in South Carolina. I did nothing wrong. I was never arrested, never charged, and I lost my job anyway.
I mean, there's times where I broke down on my knees and like, what's happening? My career ruined, about to lose my pension. How am I going to support my family at age?
The real tragic outcome from this GRAP debacle is the soldiers and former soldiers who stood up and volunteered to serve and protect our Constitution are now being treated as criminals without any kind of due process rights. And it's horrific what Army CID has done. At the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Army National Guard came up with a plan to increase recruitment by enabling off-duty National Guard personnel to go out and talk to their friends, coworkers, and encourage them to join the Guard.
GRAP did a fantastic job. They were short people, and it created thousands of temporary recruiters. I participated in GRAP while I was in ROTC at the University of South Carolina working on my commission. The program was very simple. You had to engage people that weren't in the military, talk to them about the Guard, and you would input their information into a system online. And if they ended up joining, you would end up getting paid one half of your payment. And if they completed basic training, or I believe shipped to basic training, you would get paid another $1,000 for a total of $2,000 per recruit. I put three people through the program, and so $6,000.
Yeah, I legally recruited six soldiers and was paid $11,000 from 2005 to 2007.
And the program, by all accounts, worked fantastic. They discontinued the program in 2012. There had been some real corruption or criminal misconduct, very limited when you consider the size and the scope of the program, but there were some recruiters that were manipulating data and giving kickbacks or sharing money with recruiting assistants. Army leadership testified at Congress and testified to wildly inaccurate numbers of people who had participated in the program who they labeled criminals.
I never knew it was under investigation. I just returned from a reconnaissance combat patrol in Kabul, Afghanistan in 2018. The CID agent said I needed to do a DNA swab and get fingerprints so they could close my inquiry into my participation GRAP over a decade ago.
The investigations were incredibly sloppy. So they would call people on the phone and say, who was the first person you talked to about joining the National Guard? And keep in mind, this would have been, in many cases, 8 or 10 years before. if they didn't say the recruiting assistant's name, the investigators assumed the recruiting assistant was guilty of criminal misconduct, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Around 2014, I got a call from a place. I'm not sure what the number was, or they didn't really identify themselves. They asked quite a few questions regarding Captain De Leon, and I mentioned to them about him recruiting me to get into the Guard, and it just was random.
And they chose what procedures and guidelines to ensure crime was found versus an investigated one.
Most district attorneys would not touch these cases because they were so tainted with cookie cutter interrogations, phone interviews, and poor documentation.
And this is one of the most tragic parts of this entire debacle. Army CID has this system where they can title you. And what that means in simplified terms is they're entering your name in the title block of a criminal report, and it also would show the offenses you're alleged to have violated. Whether you're convicted or ever officially charged, they titled thousands of people involved in GRAP, and then they took the extra step of reporting those names to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Criminal History Data Center. And so all these people who were simply titled based on a CID agent's opinion now have a criminal history that is wrong and illegal because they've said that these soldiers or former soldiers were actually arrested or received into custody. And of course, they were never arrested.
One of the worst parts of this is that I had no idea. I had no idea that this had occurred. And I found out about years later when applying for a concealed weapons permit in South Carolina that I had what looks to be a pending charge.
The impacts of being titled by Army CID are pretty substantial. If you're still in the military service, at a minimum, you will absolutely have difficulty getting promoted.
So I found out in 2019 I was selected for promotion to major. My promotion packet got flagged for fraud investigation. So once you get notified that there's a red flag in your promotion review board, you have 10 days to submit a rebuttal. And then you have 18 months before they make a decision at the Senate. All kinds of bureaucratic hoops, administrative hoops through the Army. I mean, we even have Congress members petitioned on my behalf. And by the time 18 months hit, for me it was April 1st, it expired. So now I'm forced to remove from the list because they didn't follow the timeline. Now you can't continue to climb the ladder.
We've seen many, many cases where somebody has moved on from the Army, but GRAP comes back to haunt them through this background investigation. So I have clients that have gone on to be physician assistants or physical therapists where they have to get a state medical license, or a real estate agent where they have to get a realtor license. I've represented police officers. All of these professions require a background check to the layperson looking at a NCIC report. It looks like the case is still open and it's still pending, but in reality, there never was a case. And so these former soldiers that are now trying to get on with a different career are still having to deal with the horrors of GRAP many, many years later.
The police department that I was working for when I found out that I was titled, they did work with me. You know, they heard about my situation and they looked through, you know, the paperwork that they could. And in their eyes, when it came down to my credentialing, there was nothing they could do. They could no longer employ me because they had to have a credentialed law enforcement officer with a clean record. My wife was extremely supportive, and that's all I could have asked for. This was an extremely stressful situation for our entire family. This had me down for a long time mentally. I knew that I had to get out of bed and continue to be a good father and put food on the table and take care of my family.
It's very sad. It's very sad. And I'll stop myself as a lifer on active duty, retired 20 years, just like my father did. But it's a tough pill to swallow. And right now I look fine, but man, every night I can't stop thinking about G-Rap. I can't stop thinking about the others who's going through the same thing.
Nothing in the decade or so where I've been working on G-Rap cases to make me think they are going to overturn their long-held decisions. If you go back and look at these cases using the same flawed assumptions, you're going to get the same flawed conclusions. And Army CID is absolutely not the people who should be looking at these cases. They deserve an independent third-party review by what I would call real professional law enforcement.
I do not have a whole lot of hope for CID reviewing their own cases. It feels a lot like a fox in the hen house. It has a lot of irony to it. Those of us who choose to serve in the military, put on the uniform, and believe in our rights as Americans, this situation is showing that those of us in the military are not being afforded the rights that we're fighting for.
Why does it seem like accountability stops at the Pentagon? There's cowardice in our leadership, period. Simple, point blank, there's cowardice. Not one leader is elected to fight for the innocent soldiers.
I wish I hadn't have helped them out. I still love my country. I still love South Carolina Army National Guard. But this isn't worth it, and the way it turned out and the way we were treated and are still treated is terrible.
All righty, we're back. And I want to say that Don in Florida got the tote. Well, Don in Massachusetts got the tote. Don, they want you to call back because they need your address. They need your full name and address. They want you to call back so they can get that to send you the tote. And then Robert in North Carolina, thank you, Robert. He also pledged 1,000. I'm sorry, we only had one tote left, okay? Okay. What did you say? Alrighty. But anyhow, so we have a lot of things out there. Robert, if you wanted a tape, if you wanted a red book, if you wanted the books that we have from Dr. Glidden, whatever you want.
We got several. He can call in and just ask, and you guys will send him stuff, right?
Right. Well, that's for all the folks that have been pledging. You know, when they need something, we have a lot of things that it's all about, you know, especially the red book, that little red book. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that's a treasure. I use that all the time. It helps out. Anyhow, Joe, I wanted to get the numbers out again and then comment on what we just heard. 888-281-1110. Those two, that is also for the credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. Now, Joe, it seems it's a strange thing, but all those people that the CID comes after seem to be conservative Christians, Joe.
And yeah, about 2,500 of them, you know, you're right. And just about every one of them seemed to be somebody who was, you know, extending their military career, law enforcement, and they didn't seem to go after people that draftees. There were more people that were volunteers and, like you said, conservatives.
People that might have spoke out against having drag queens at the USO, those that might have spoke out, against the transgender push in the military by people like Austin and Milley and the others. In other words, true American patriots are the ones that are being targeted.
Well, you can tell, too, because nobody in the military has set up a special unit or anything to look into this to right or wrong. The fact that nobody wants to do anything is the big tell. It's kind of like earlier when I mentioned the story on Chris Ray. Remember when he was doing a oversight hearing to the Senate back in August?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had business he had to attend to. Well, he flew that FBI jet to the Adirondacks where his family was meeting for a holiday, and he used it to fly on vacation, which is against all of the departmental governmental rules. So we've got a government that doesn't obey. If the leaders of the big agencies like the FBI don't have to pay attention to rules, regulations. Same thing in the military. The big shots, well, they're not concerned, and they're not going to look out for the little soldier on the bottom, are they?
No, and it looks like Congressman Jim Jordan and some of the others. You know, I do want to say this. You know, we have been, you know, and I've got to say, I've been pretty hard on the Republican congressmen and senators both, okay? But I do want to say, I want to praise the good Lord for those that we have that are full of fight, like Jim Jordan, like that Marjorie Greene, like that Matt, what's Matt's last name? You know who I'm talking about, but
Gates. That's who you're talking about, yeah.
Louie Gomer, and senators like Ted Cruz and others. So I want to thank the good Lord for those that have the courage, that handful. And we cannot tolerate the rhinos. We cannot. We just cannot. No. Right now, folks, we are at, let me see, where we're at here. I'll be pulling it up in a minute. We're about 26. We need about 2,600, and we have about, we're at about 30 minutes. We have about 30 minutes to come up. So we need about 2,600, and we have about 30 minutes to do it. So,
well, let me remind folks that you have never taken any money in all the years, almost 50 years on the radio. I've been with you a long time. I've never taken, in fact, no one that's worked with this ministry has ever taken any money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, and usually our own treasure to keep it going, because we're here because we were called by the good Lord to be watchmen on the wall, to work with you. And so when you donate to this money, to this ministry, your money pays the bills, and our big bill is the radio fees that are charged so we can broadcast on the station. We have to have these stations you're listening to have to be self-supporting. If they are not self-supporting, we have to cut them loose, because being a ministry, we can't go heavily into debt, and so we have to pay our bills. And we just ask you to prayerfully consider keeping us on the air, especially if you like listening to this program.
Yeah, you know, Joe, also you have the newsletter continues to grow, right, folks. And those of you that we get a lot of compliments on the newsletter. People will just actually drop us little letters just to say thank you for that newsletter. And many of you just are receiving your newsletters today, and some be receiving them tomorrow. The newsletters are free. They're absolutely free. And, folks, they cost us, but the idea is to get the information into your hands. This is, in other words, when we can get you information that Joe Biden does not want you to have, that Nancy Pelosi does not want you to have, that the deep state does not want you to know, that NBC, ABC, CBS does not want you to know, and that's what we do, and that's what our newsletter is all about, and that's one of the reasons the opposition wants us out of here so bad. So it's free. All you have to do is drop us a little line. More and more people are going up now, and they're just emailing us. They're emailing us on the internet and asking us for the newsletter. They go up to wrwl.org, and then we don't send the newsletter out by email. We send it out in the mail, and so. But a lot of people are emailing us, asking us for that newsletter now. More and more, that's happening more and more every day too.
And so, do like I do. When I got mine, I've got a copy machine. A lot of you have access to one at work or church or something. Run off copies. Give to your friends, your neighbors, people at church, people at work, and then ask them to do likewise. Hand out to their family, their friends, their neighbors. And newsletter with one stamp can reach maybe, you know, anything from 20 to 60 other people. It's a good way to be thrifty and pass the word.
Well, you know, the one we sent out for the religious exemption when it comes to the poisonous poke, it came right from God's Word, the Bible. We put that together, Joe, and we sent those out. People did just what you're doing. They made up a lot of copies, and we've had more people let us know that they were exempted. They did not have to take the poisonous poke to stay in their job. And so, in fact, I just had a lady come in yesterday, and she had that. She wanted me to sign it, and so I signed it for her because she took it back to her job. She's a nurse.
Well, and my own daughter was one of those that took it and went into work with it and was exempted.
So if we had a lot of people that used that to get exempted. So, folks, and that's one of the things. We sent out thousands and thousands of those. All right. Sean in Colorado pledges 25, and Connie in Florida pledges 100. Folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, Joe. Joe Biden's America wholesale prices rise in September, hotter than expected. Listen, I was talking, you know, that the average person with a 401k, Joe, do you know how much the average person with a 401k has lost since Biden's
it's
been in office?
A huge amount of money. I do know. Why don't you tell them? Might not understand or believe it.
$38,000, an average of $38,000.
Now,
I was talking to a lady today, and I was telling her, and then I said, can you believe this, that the average, and the look on her face, and she looked at me and she said, some of us lost a lot more than that.
More, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how much, but I got an idea that this person lost more than $60,000. Because
it all depends on what you had put away, how many years you've been putting into your retirement fund, and the older you are, the more likely your loss and the ability to build that back up is going to be much, you know, it's going to be a lot harder. If you're young, time's on your side. If you're in your 60s, going to retire in a couple of years, you're in trouble.
Speaking of being in trouble, Joe. Still dumbed down, even after millions of global COVID vaccine deaths, 49% of Americans still plan on getting a flu shot this winter. Do you think maybe they don't, you know, after that, Joe, do you think maybe they think a flu shot is safe?
I guess I don't trust flu shots, but I can see where they think it might be better than the COVID shot. I can actually see where they might think that because people have been taking the flu shot for years and we didn't hear about people dying like this headline. This came from baseunderground.com. Official government report back from the United Kingdom was released. It had been withheld, showing children that were vaccinated for the coronavirus are 45 times more likely to die from any cause than unvaccinated children. 45 times more likely to die from any cause than the children that did not take the vax.
Because their immune system has been destroyed.
That's right. And then they looked and they said the same report reveals that fully vaxxed kids are 137 times more likely than their counterparts to die from COVID itself. 137 times more likely to die from COVID.
Joe, you remember around the first of the month where Joe Obama said, well, the COVID is over. It's over. The plague is over, right?
Well, no, guess, that was a big lie.
Well, guess what? Now he's saying, well, Biden renews COVID emergency for another 90 days after saying COVID ended before his COVID czar said pandemic is not over.
The pandemic is over. What it is unless he claims there's a pandemic, he's going to lose a lot of powers, his emergency powers, and he can't keep ruling like he's the king in a constitutional republic. That is the reason they had to backtrack on that, because if the virus is, if the pandemic's over, he loses power, and they can't stand to have him lose power.
That's right. You got to keep
power, right?
Pushing these masks on people and pushing these tests on these different places. You know, I had to go into the hospital a couple of weeks, well, it was about 2 weeks ago when I messed up my shoulder and arm, and I'm still not over that. But anyhow, I went in there, and I've had it with those masks. You know, I just had it with a mask. And I went in there in the emergency room, and everybody in there was wearing a mask except for me, and I just refused to do it. And
just sat there, and they had to let you in anyway, huh?
Yeah, they. I think they thought I looked so mean. They didn't want to mess with me, but I had just had it fed up enough, and these masks are every bit as useful as Mr. Fauci is. They do just as much good. They're as useful as Joe Biden is as a president of this country. It shows you how useful they are.
Yeah, but I wanted to back up a minute ago. You were talking about that, how much money people have lost. Well, if you want to go to buy a home, your 30-year fixed mortgage is now close to 7%, 6.92. And just 1 year ago, it was 3.05, just a year ago. And also, those of you, especially who live in the country like I do, the gas, the headlines are reading, the all Americans will pay much, much more for natural gas this winter, and you're going to be, well, that'll end up being electric too. But gas prices, depending on where you live, can be 28 to 30% higher, and that's a lot of money when you start heating. Especially, it's going to be, they say, a colder than normal winter, very cold winter. So not only will the prices go way up, but you will be using much more of it. So you get a double whammy.
Well, you know,
thank
people,
you, Joe Biden.
Yeah. People kind of learned a little bit when they had the first scamdemic when it came out and people were in lockdown on that. So all of a sudden, people now, they are starting to stock up. They are starting to stock up out there, and that's a good idea. You folks out there listening to me, I'm telling you, you don't know what might happen. Now, you may only have enough money to buy, you know, to pay your heating bill. If you can maybe make your house payment, because Biden's job is to completely destroy America. All of these 87,000 new IRS agents out there, their job is to totally eliminate small business, to knock out independent mom-and-pop small corporations, to knock out programs like this, to get us, people like us, off the air. Their job, then they're going to go after the churches. That's the plan there. It's so very important that you get out and you vote, and that everybody you know, you tell them that they've got to go. It's extremely important. And you say, well, Pastor, what's the sense that they rig it? They rig it. Look, if you don't vote, you've got no right to complain when they steal a vote. And if the good American people get out there, I know they keep saying, well, it looks safe, don't have to worry about it, looks like it's going to be a red. You don't rely on that.
No, not at all.
No.
In fact, back past the last election, if all of the Christians that had been registered to vote had registered, even with the cheating, Trump would have won, overcoming all of the three major
Trump problems. Did win. He did win. He won by...
I mean
by
is, yeah, but he could have... The cheating would have been overcome, and they wouldn't have been able to hide it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You know, Joe, again, the goal of the New World Order, Joe, is to, one of the goals is to have one America. Canada, United States, and Mexico is one America, to totally do away with the sovereignty. And their goal, Joe, is to bring 100 million illegal aliens into this country. Joe, they've reached halfway. Don't believe it when they tell you only 11, 12 million. There's about 50 million illegals have come into this country.
Well, you figure they said 12 million, but they've been saying that for how many
back
years?
When I had Pat Buchanan on this radio program back in the 80s, they were giving that number out, and Buchanan was saying that's a false number. There's many more than that back in the 80s.
Yeah, so if you had just a half a million a year from the 80s, and most years it was about a million, you're right, we're a lot closer to that figure than people realize, and that is a huge part of this problem with the economy, too. All this money that the government's pouring out for help for free education, free health care, you know, the free cell phones, the airplane flights to cities in the middle of the night, all this kind of stuff. You're going to end up paying for it, and if you're not, it's just going to increase things through inflation, more money into the economy, and inflation will go up. So one way or the other, you're going to pay for it, folks.
Just yesterday, Joe, I was watching. Joe Biden was out speaking someplace. I didn't catch that. But there was a little girl about 10 years old, cute little girl. Biden had his hands on her shoulder. Did you see that?
I saw the picture. Her face was just, don't have this man touch. She was just grinning.
She kept,
a horrible face.
And he had his nose right up against trying to smell her hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have... The Democratic Party is just flush with pedophilia, and this is what they're trying to push upon us, that pedophilia is normal. Pedophilia should be accepted. Unbelievable. All right, Carol in Philly pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. Dana in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Dana. Okay, we have right now, Joe, about 18 minutes. We have 18 minutes to raise about 2,300. We need 18 minutes. We have 2,300. So folks, we got to hear from you right away. We really need to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, European, listen to this. European Parliament, remember it says UE, United, European Union, over purchase of COVID jabs equates to the biggest corruption scandal in the history of mankind. Mislav Kovacic, a Croatian member of parliament in the European Union, dropped a bombshell this week by calling the bloc's purchase of 4.5 billion doses of Wuhan coronavirus for just $450 million, EU residents, the biggest corruption scandal in the history of mankind. Kovacic jokingly called European Commission EC President Ursula von der Leyen miss 4.5 billion doses because she is the one who's responsible for this massive fraud on the European people, many of whom were none the wiser that it ever even happened. Today, 10 of the MEPs asked her for the following question. Will she present to us, the members of the European Parliament, as well as the EU citizens, whom she supposedly represents, the communication she had with Pfizer during the procurement of 4.5 billion doses of vaccines at a time when there was absolutely no proof of the effectiveness and especially not the harmfulness of the product? Kovacic said, Joe, what do you want to bet she never took the shot?
I wouldn't bet against that at all, because I'll bet she didn't.
Yeah.
In fact, most of those people in power probably did not. They say they did, but we see the lies, constant lies and deceit, so... speaking of lies, remember that Peter Strzok, that FBI agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was on the news today, MSNBC, and he said 9/11 is nothing compared to January 6th. Yep.
Well, he's right about that. They're nothing alike, okay?
But that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
When you look at something, quote, that is an attack on democracy, something that could actually bring about a fundamental change to American governance, as we understand it, 9/11 is nothing compared to January 6th. Well, in a way, he's kind of telling the truth, because the calling the election phony, robbed, stolen, would have, if it were investigated like it's been after the fact, proven to be a stolen election, and we had kept Trump in office, we wouldn't be going through all of the stuff we're talking about, the inflation and the other problems. And so he's right. It would have brought about a fundamental change to our governance. At this point, it would have taken us back to wealth and prosperity and happiness.
Well, let me just tell you that. First of all, Nancy Pelosi, it was all staged. It was all staged. An article there by Jim Hoft, from Ray Epps to opening the magnetic doors from the inside to the dozens of federal operatives in the crowd to Ginger Jen. Now, remember, we played that FBI agent here about a couple of weeks ago who was there with some others, and they recognized rogue agents. They pointed out all these rogue agents that were involved in that. And to Ginger Gunn firing flash bombs and gas canisters on unsuspecting grandmothers and seniors, to the mass arrests of hundreds of innocent Trump supporters who were waved into the U.S. Capitol. They waved them in. Now,
right.
Now we have proof that it was all a setup. Now we have proof that it was all a setup, and the entire thing was filmed by a pre-staged camera crew. We knew that. On last Thursday, the CNN released never-before-seen footage of Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell inside the Capitol on January 6, 2021, the two people who refused to call in the National Guard prior to the day and during the rioting. Yeah, I trust Mitch McConnell about as much as I trust Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And during the January 6th Capitol attack, see it for yourself, an exclusive on they call Anderson Cooper's 360 special. Never-before-seen video from January 6th live. And that would be amazing to see a CNN production, right?
What I'd like to see is Dinesh D'Souza do a film on January 6th.
Yeah, I would love to see them show that, huh?
Yeah, now that would be called truth-telling, they're not going to happen. He's not going to be able to get the inside clips and everything he would need to do it.
I had another article. I was there again on that, where Nancy is talking about she wants to punch. She wants to get Trump up there and punch him in the face and then go to jail. yeah,
well,
let me.
Tough talk. You know, we know what. Anything to get attention. This election, that they are pulling out the stops. They are doing everything they can to swing this election. I mean, they're in total panic mode, folks.
Okay, we're down to 2,200. We need Joe. We have 11 minutes. 11 minutes. We need $2,200. We need $2,200 in 11 minutes, folks. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281. We'll be here. We'll be here about 10 minutes after we go off the air. We'll still be here on the phones taking calls at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need, again, right now, about $2,200. So, folks, the phone lines, they're just sitting there waiting for you to call. Give us a call. And help us out. We want to continue to bring you what they don't want you to know. And speaking of that,
let me quote something from the good book, Matthew 10, verses 41-42. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. The Lord's saying basically, if you give to a pastor a ministry that's doing God's work, you will receive any of the blessings that that ministry does. And this ministry has prison ministry, Right to Life, King's Word School of the Bible, a trucking ministry. Several of us have been active in hospice and other things. Anything any of us do that glorifies God on this radio show or on our other ministries, you, if you donate to the ministry, get to share in the blessings. We can thank you. God said he will bless you. So prayerfully consider, if many of you out there have never donated, never given, this would be the time. It's
all right. Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Joe, here's that article I was telling you about. Pelosi on January 6th to her staged camera crew. I hope Trump comes in. I'm going to punch him out. I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy. She needs to go to jail. She really needs to go to jail.
But not for that charge. She's.
Well, I don't think she's going to punch Trump.
Of the things she could go to jail for.
Yeah. Last Thursday, CNN released never-before-seen footage of Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the two people who refused again to call the National Guard on the day of prayer. What do you know about the lawmakers
Trump
were doing?
Trump begged them to bring the guard in. They refused. Pelosi would not let the guard come. She was told by the police. She was told by the Capitol Police, by Trump, everybody, bring the guard in. It's a big crowd. And they didn't want it there because they didn't want their little plan to be stopped. They wanted the what they staged insurrection. It never was, but it was just a dog and pony stage show.
Exactly. Michael Burry from The Big Short says stock market will continue falling. American stocks are down big time from the recent all-time highs, but they have a whole lot more to fall before bottoming out, according to Michael Burry, an investor featured on the film The Big Short. According to Burry, who is constantly tweeting, then untweeting cryptic stock-related messages, the current downturn is only just the beginning. What is soon to come will be much, much worse, perhaps the collapse to end all collapses. And
J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan, said he thought it could go down another 10-20%. And then he said that, we're going to more than likely to go into recession in a few months. And he said this is very, very, very serious out there. And the government's doing everything wrong. And he's probably one of those people that he should know. As head of J.P. Morgan, he understands money better than most people.
Joe, God's Word, the Bible, very, very clearly tells us that voting for wicked people, is a sin. You know, it's a sin against God. And so, folks out there, remember when you're having a hard time buying gas for your car or heating your house or even buying groceries, remember those folks that had that Biden sign out there in their yard? Remember all those that had those Biden signs? Don't forget to thank them. Don't forget to thank them for the economy, for the way things are, for their vote. They need to be reminded what they did.
And, folks, it's going to get worse. Remember, the only reason gas has been coming down is because Biden's been ripping off our National Petroleum Reserve 1 million barrels a day. And so mostly selling it to our enemies like China.
That's our emergency reserve.
Emergency, yeah, like for war or severe natural disasters or something. And now look at the price of oil. That oil was purchased at a very low price, and it's got to be refilled. So next year Biden's got to spend a lot more government money to refill the oil he took out, and he only took it out to lower gas prices so he could get votes. So he was using our national security reserve to help buy your votes, to sucker you into voting for him. Look, I got gas prices lower, but now he's got to refill it at a much higher rate. And when they do that, it's just going to cause inflation to continue or grow larger. And inflation is the worst tax for the average American. They said the average American income, you've lost $7,000 this year because of inflation. That is a lot of money. A lot of money for most families that cannot afford to lose $7,000 a year, especially when it never had to happen. This Jamie Dimon again from J.P. Morgan, he said the oil crisis we're having, this manufactured crisis, should be treated almost like a matter of war. What they're doing.
It is. America. It was a crime against the American people.
People. Amen.
You know, and I'm amazed that, you know, under President Trump, his policies, the guy was a businessman. He understood how the art of business. And the economy was good. Pro-life legislation, you know, was being passed. We were on the right track. But we weren't. The people were not, well, they were not cautious enough. They didn't realize that the corruption, the extreme evil, the extreme antichrist system, and Trump was in a snake pit. He was surrounded by traitors. And, you know, those traitors, I hope they get what they deserve. But anyhow, we're running out of time. We're still up against it. Lord's willing, we'll be here for till about midnight, straight up. The lines are still open. We're still way short. Paul in Texas pledges 25. We need about $2,000, folks. We're still about 2,000 short. Okay, so 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left in tonight's program. So we do have to hear from you. We'll be here again, like I said. Well, we're going to hang out here till 12. Everything is shut right off here at 12. We have to be out the door by 12. The phones and everything pretty much goes down. So, 888-281-1110. All right, Joe. Here, there's another article. This one is. No, I already did that article. Still dumbed down the articles on the vaxes. Russian spy agency identifies Crimean bridge bombers. Oh, reveals the route of bomb through Ukraine, Bulgaria, Armenia. Well, they paid a price for doing that, I guess.
A big, huge bridge brought down, yeah. What are they claiming? Who did it now?
Yeah, they... Well, it just says the articles here is by Jim Hoft. He says that, according to Russian news agency TASS, an explosion occurred in early Saturday morning on one of Putin's prestige projects and Europe's longest bridge, which connects Russia and Crimea. An objective believed to be a fuel shortage tank has caught fire on the Crimean bridge, but the viaduct's navigable arch has sustained no damage. To aid the head of the Crimea, Oleg, boy, what a name, Kryuchkov said Saturday, according to the news outlet. According to preliminary information, a fuel shortage tank is on fire. Let me jump ahead and see. Oh, they're just telling you they know who did it, but they're not telling you who it is, okay? They are saying,
sounds like rather than an assault, it was a tank that was blown up on the bridge itself, a tanker truck blown up on the bridge. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, here's what it says. Moscow spies say that the men, 5 Russians and 3 people from the Ukraine and Armenia, worked with a Ukrainian agent named Ivan Ivanovich to ship the 23-ton device through 4 countries over 2 months before it detonated on the bridge. That's an amazing thing.
Wow, what a plan.
All righty. Well, Joe, we're out of time for tonight, so it's that time, folks. We're going to be here for another 10 minutes. We need for you to call. Well, let me see. Carol in Arkansas just pledged 200. Thank you. So I believe we're down below 2,000 now, but we still need about 1,800. So
we need a lot of help.
Yeah, we need a lot of help. We got about 10 more minutes. Meanwhile, Joe, we have to go into the most important part of the program. Because, see, now we're going to get into something. One of these days, this radio program is going to be forgotten about. All these things we've talked about tonight will be forgotten. And someday, for every single person that's alive today, every person living to us, the time will come. It will. There's no chance that it won't, where the only thing that will matter to them at all is their standing with the Lord Jesus. You see, they're going to die, and when they die, they're either going to go to heaven or hell. Believe me, they don't want to go to the latter, do they?
No.
And so,
definitely not. But there's no need to go there, is there?
Nope. Heaven or hell, which one will you choose? Jesus Christ awaits your choice. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Well, we read that over in John 3:36, in fact. Would you admit that you are a sinner? Do you want to be forgiven and your life changed? Will you humble yourself and pray to God right now, asking Jesus Christ to save you, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
10:9, yeah.
Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession, Hebrews 7:25. And so, the folks out there, listen, that is the most sure thing that ever existed, is the Word of God. You're free to believe whatever you want, but I can tell you this. Everything that is written in the Word of God, over 1,800 prophecies, either has come to pass exactly when, exactly where, exactly how, is coming to pass or will, without any exception.
The only thing that's that sure is God's love himself.
Amen. All right, Carol in Arkansas pledged 200. Vilma in Colorado pledges 50. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. All righty. And let me see here where we're down to. Okay. We're down to about $1,800. So we need about $1,800, folks. And so that's where we're at tonight. We need $1,800, Joe.
In about 2 minutes.
Yep.
Maybe there's somebody out there that God has blessed that can help us out. And all we can do is ask the Lord to touch your heart, those of you who are able. This would be a very good time for you to step up, lay up some crowns and treasures.
Absolutely, Job. More important than that, if they have not received Christ as a Savior, do it now. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Until tomorrow, we'll say good night. God bless, and always, always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.